I'd like now to welcome to the program Frederica Johnson and Aaron O'Shaughnessy. Frederica is the director and Aaron, one of the lead actors in the play Two Rooms, which just opened this weekend at Warehouse 21. It is going on this coming weekend, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us on.
So what's this play about?
Well, the play is about my husband is a hostage in Beirut. And we were teaching there. He was taking us in hostage. I am in America trying to get him back. And I'm dealing with a government worker and a reporter who would like to break this big story that the government's not doing all that they should be doing to get this poor man out of the situation.
What year is it taking place?
It takes place in the, it was written in the 80s. And it takes place in the 80s. And why this was chosen is because if you go and you watch it, I do think people will leave not really knowing what year it is, because unfortunately it can happen today.
And hostage situations, yep, are not unique to any one time in history.
Correct. So that's a big part of why we chose it.
And so this play stars you and Matt Sanford. Mm-hmm. And you're the are you the only two actors in the play?
No, we're the husband and wife in it. There's Tove Scher. She plays the government worker. And Matthew Joseph Pewitt, he plays Walker, the reporter, in it. So there's just four of us.
So what's it like to direct this play? What's, I mean, it must be primarily psychological.
It is, and it's been a wonderful experience because it's a very tight ensemble. Everyone's been very professional and also very fun to work with on a serious subject. And we've actually had a really good time working together. And we rehearsed only just a month, and they are on it. And I feel so good about this show, and I am very proud of these performers. They're all very hardworking, and everybody has jobs, daytime jobs, and we manage at night to have pulled this together. And so it will be at Warehouse 21, and the night shows are at 7, just to let everybody know, and the two matinees are at 2.
Right.
And it's very emotional for anybody watching, I think. You kind of don't move.
Talk about the playwright Lee Blessing. This is someone, not that I'm an aficionado of theater and I don't know everything, but this is a playwright I haven't heard of.
And I hadn't either, which is embarrassing, because he wrote something called A Walk in the Woods, which is actually quite well known. But I hadn't heard of him either, and I've been in theater all my life, so I was very embarrassed. I didn't know.
So how did you come across the play?
Well, I didn't. Aaron found it and brought it to me.
How did you come across the play?
I came across a wonderful acting teacher had seen it. It first went up at La Jolla Playhouse in California in 1988, and she had seen this, my acting teacher. And so it's a piece that has been dear to her, and so she had shared it with all of her students, and we had kind of ripped it apart, and so it was one of my plays on my list of wanting to always do, and a story I always wanted to tell. This is my first time producing anything, so it seemed it all kind of fell into place. It's a four-person cast, not a lot of set, everything's around a rug, you know, so for my first time, I thought, I don't have the money or and the time to
have special
do that,
effects.
Right? Exactly. The money went into lights, you know, that's lights, and it's the acting and the story tells everything, I think.
Now, Frederica, you have been in the theater scene around here for a long time.
Very long.
And have directed dozens and dozens of plays.
Yes, it's added up to around 68. And I've done 68 bits of work here, and I didn't direct all 68, but most of them.
And we haven't seen you for a while? Or have you been out of...
Well, I was the drama teacher up at Santa Fe Prep, and then I retired and did a couple of shows after that. I did Rumors at the Playhouse and the Santa Fe Playhouse, and then I did Zoo Story to raise money for Warehouse 21, and then I realized I retired to stop for a while and to write a novel, just to see what that's like, even though I might be the only one that ever reads it, but I could be. So then Aaron walked into my life. Aaron and her husband, Elias Gallegos, they came to my house, and I just said, well, these are two of the most wonderful people, and whatever they want to do, I'll just trail around.
No, not right off the bat. Right when we met her, she said, I'm here for advice. I'm not directing anything. I'm not getting back into it, just so you know. We said, okay, and we sat down, and I explained, you know, I've seen the theater here, and I would love to add to it. I know Scott Harrison with Ironweed does an amazing job, but he does one show a year, and my complaint is we need more, you know? And so I thought, I want to start something that does, falls in those footsteps, start maybe once a year, and do it really well and really good. And within 2 minutes, Freddie said, okay, I'm directing it. Whatever it is, I'll do it.
Didn't take much.
It didn't take much to get me out of the mothballs.
Right. Well, I would think, I mean, we had a Michael McGarity on the air the other day, and he's a wonderful mystery writer. And I was asking him after we finished, how do you bear the solitude? And he says, I like the solitude. Whereas I think theater people, they like to be around other people. So writing a novel must be a challenge.
Oh, yes, it is. And I haven't minded the solitude. It's kind of, you meet yourself coming and going in it, and you learn so much more about yourself when you put yourself there. And you also appreciate all the writers in the world who have to go through that. But then I guess I was just waiting for Erin, and there she came.
So Erin O'Shaughnessy, what's your own background?
I was just in Los Angeles for 15 years. My background is primarily TV and film. My husband and I moved here thinking we're just going to give it a year try. My husband is born and raised here in Santa Fe.
Ah.
And so we came here, and then he actually went out for Face of Fox, this big competition, and got it and got this contract with Face of Fox. So then I sat here looking in the mirror thinking, now, I guess that takes away going back to L.A. And lo and behold, I actually booked a movie right before coming up with this show and just filmed a lead role. It's called Roswell FM with Brendan Fair and Jason London. We wrapped that, and then I came back from Roswell and started in production with Two Rooms. So
when does that film come out?
The film will come out next summer, 2012.
And is it a Hollywood film?
It is a Hollywood film. Stephen Griffin is a new first-time feature director. Anyways, uh-huh. He was wonderful. And
So raising the level of Santa Fe Theater.
I would like to.
Yeah. Not that it's all, you know.
No. I think that everybody, they work on these one shows, and these are brilliant shows, and I guess I want to add to that. And for me, what I found, right when I got here, my husband and I ran and auditioned for Benchwarmers because we just wanted to get on stage immediately. And there were a lot of people, I think 70% of us were newcomers to Santa Fe, and so I met a lot of new actors, and we all kind of said, we need a home for us all. I do feel like it's a closed circuit. I kept looking for auditions. I theater work and Ironweed, and nothing's publicized.
So everybody's got their own actors who they are.
Have
already pre-cast.
Right, pulled up from their pool. And so all of us were talking backstage saying, well, how do we get noticed? And, the answer to me was, I guess, produce my own show and force these people to come watch me to get involved.
So you're producing and acting.
Yes.
That's a lot of work.
It is a ton of work. And thank goodness Freddie has taken me under her wing to teach me all that she knows.
We've been co-producing together.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Erin is the honcho.
I don't know.
So are you starting a company?
Yes, Thirsty Brush Productions.
Thirsty Brush Productions.
Thirsty Brush Productions. Is
that like a paintbrush metaphor?
It is a paintbrush metaphor. My husband is an artist as well as an actor, and now I guess Fox host. But he would paint, and it would be you would dip that paintbrush into the paint, and you'd start to paint. And when it runs out, you know, it creates that effect of not enough paint. And so in our minds, it is a fancy way of saying starving artists or starving actors that are creating our own work. We're creating our own paint.
And and perhaps the town is thirsty for what you do.
I hope so. We'll see.
So the play is called Two Rooms, and You're playing opposite Matt Sanford,
yes.
who's from Santa Fe.
From Santa Fe, and we find out just about a month ago that he is distant cousins of my husband.
Is that right?
They all grew up on Pacheco Street.
It is a very small town.
It is.
Ladies and gentlemen. And a fine actor doing a wide variety of work over the years.
Oh, my gosh. He was just in the melodrama as the villain. He did the... he was Dracula in the play that he wrote. I mean, he is the busiest man in Santa Fe. So lucky. We are so lucky to have him.
He's also a technical wizard.
Ah, that helps. In small productions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we kind of couldn't do it without him.
No.
So a play by Lee Blessing is called Two Rooms, directed by Frederica Johnson, starring Erin O'Shaughnessy, who joins us. The two of them join us here, plus Matt Sanford and a couple of others. Warehouse 21, this Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock. For reservations, you can call 672-8799, or just show up at Warehouse 21, and it's the upstairs theater.
Upstairs theater, there's elevator access.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for being with us on Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.